श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु दया करो मरे சைதன்ய சொல்வாய நமக சைதன்யத்தாமத அங்கேடா சப்தத பரிச்சேத சப்தர் 17:45
জন্ম হবে তো পাবনি সংহারিতে মোর এই অবতার ভক্তি করি মু প্রচার ভক্তি অত বলি গেলা প্রভু করিতে গঙ্গা স্নান অত বলি দুঃখ ভোগে না যাই পরাণ পাপি দুঃখ ভোগে সন্ন্যাস করিয়া যাবে সন্ন্যাস করিয়া যাবে প্রভু নীলা চলে গেলা টকা হইতে যাবে কুড়িয়া গ্রামে আইলাম হইতে যাবে কুড়িয়া তবে সেই পাপি প্রভুর লইল শরণ কবে সেই পাপি প্রভু লইল শরণ কৃপ উপদেশ কইলা অইয়া করুণ কৃপ উপদেশ কইলা পণ্ডিতের স্থানে আছে অপরাধ তথা যা হতে হরি করেন প্রসাদ তথা যা হতে হরি তোর হবে তাপ বিমোচন তবে তোর হবে যদি পূর্ণ এইছে নাহি তোর আচরণ যদি পূর্ণ এইছে নাহি
After 3 days, leprosy attacked Gopal Chapa, and blood oozed from sores all over his body. Sarvanga vedila kite kate nirantara, asajya vedana dukhe juloyantara. Incidentally covered with germs and insects biting him all over his body, Gopal Chapa felt unbearable pain, his entire body burned in distress. गंगा घाटे वृक्ष तले रोहित बसिया एक दिन बोले किछु प्रभु के लिखिया सिंस लेप्रोसी इज एन इन्फेक्शस डिजीज गोपाल चापल लेफ्ट द विलेज टू सिट डाउन ऑन द बैंक ऑफ द गैंजेस अंडरनीथ अ ट्री वन डे हाउएवर ही सॉ चैतन्य महाप्रभु पासिंग बाय स्पोक टू हिम एज़ फॉलोज ग्राम संबंधे आमी तुमार मातू भागिना मुई कुष्ठ व्याधिते होयासी व्याकुल माय डियर नेफ्यू आई एम योर मैटरनल अंकल इन आवर विलेज रिलेशनशिप प्लीज सी हाउ ग्रेटली दिस अटैक ऑफ लेप्रोसी हैज अफ्लिक्टेड मी लोक सब उधारिते तुमार अवतार मुई बड़ दुखी मोरे करो उद्धार आया As an incarnation God, you are delivering so many fallen souls. I am also greatly unhappy fallen soul. Kindly deliver me by your mercy. Purported by Srila Prabhupada. It appears that although Gopal Chapal was sinful, talkative and insulting, he nevertheless had the qualification of simplicity. Thus he believed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be the incarnation of Supreme Personality Godhead. Who had come to deliver all fallen souls, and he appeared for his own deliverance, seeking the mercy of the Lord. He didn't know, however, that deliverance of the fallen does consist of curing their bodily diseases, although it is also a fact that when a man is delivered from the material causes of his material bodily diseases are automatically cured. Gopal Chapal simply wanted to be delivered from the bodily sufferings of leprosy, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accepting his sincere appeal, wanted to inform him of the real cause of his suffering. Atasuni Mahaprabhu rohilo kruddhamana krodhavase vale tare tarjana vasana. Hearing this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared greatly angry, and in that angry mood he spoke some words chastising him. अरे पापी भक्त द्वेषी तुरे नाम धारी कोटि जन्म ही मते किराए कायम ओ सिंपल पर्सन इन वियस ऑफ योर डिवोटी आई शैल नेवर डिलीवर यू रादर आई शैल हैव यू बिडन बाय दिस जॉब्स मिलियन मेनी मिलियन नो सेट नो मास्टर मर्सी ग्रेट ऑफेंडर इज ग्रेट ऑफेंडर ऑफेंस योर डिवोटी Last minute of devotee cannot get mercy of Srila Mahaprabhu. Purported by Srila Prabhupada, we should not hear in that all our sufferings in this material world, especially from disease, are due to our past sinful activities. And of all sinful activity actions directed against a pure devotee, out of sheer envy, are considered extremely severe. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted Gopal Chapal to understand the cause of his suffering. Any person who disturbs a pure devotee engaged in broadcasting the holy name of the Lord suddenly punished like Gopal Chapal. This is instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as we shall see. One who offends a pure devotee can never satisfy Chaitanya Mahaprabhu unless and until sincerely regrets his offense and thus rectifies it. শ্রীবাস করাইল তুমি ভবানী পূজন কোটি জন্ম হবে তোর রৌরবে পদন ইউ হ্যাভ মেড শ্রীবাস ঠাকুর অ্যাপিয়ার টু হ্যাভ বিন ওয়র্শিপিং গডেস ভবানী সিম্পলি ফর দিস অফেন্স ইউ হ্যাভ টু ফল ডাউন এন্ড টু হেল হিজ লাইফ ফর 10 মিলিয়ন বার 10 মিলিয়ন বার পারপড বাই সিল ভূপা দেয়ার আর মেনি তান্ত্রিক ফলোয়ার্স টু প্র্যাকটাইস ব্ল্যাক আর্ট অফ ওয়র্শিপিং দি গডেস ভবানী in a crematorium, wishing to eat meat and drink wine. Such fools also consider this Bhavani Puja as good as worship of Lord Krishna, devotional service. Such abominable tantric activities as performed by so-called Swamis and Yogis are herein condemned, however, by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He declares that such Bhavani Puja for drinking wine and eating meat quickly plunges one into hellish life. This method of worship itself is already hellish. Its results must also be hellish and nothing more. Many rascals say that whatever way one accepts, one will ultimately reach Brahma. And we can see from this verse how such persons reach Brahma. Brahman spreads everywhere, but appreciation of Brahman in different objects leads to different joys. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Jajata mang prapadyante stang tadhi bhodamyahum. I reward everyone according to his surrender unto me. Gita 4:11. Mahabhadi certainly realized Brahman in certain aspects, but realizing Brahman in the aspects of wine, woman and meat is not the same realization Brahman that devotees achieve by chanting, dancing, eating prasad. Mahabhadi philosophers being educated, partly knowledge, think all sorts of Brahman realization one and the same and do not consider varieties. But although Krishna is everywhere, by his incomparable potency, simultaneously not everywhere. Thus, the Brahman realization of the tantric cult is not the same Brahman realization as a pure devotee. Unless one reaches the highest point of Brahman realization, Krishna consciousness, realization of Krishna consciousness, is punishable. Unless one reaches the highest point of Brahman realization, that is Krishna consciousness, he is punishable. Yes. All people except Krishna conscious devotees are to some proportion personages or demons. And thus they are punishable by the Supreme Lord, personality of Godhead, stated below. Pasandi Sanghari te more avatar. Pasandi Sanghari bhakti karibu prasad. I have appeared in this incarnation to kill the Pasandis, demons, and after killing them, to please the cult of devotional service, purported by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Chaitanya's mission is the same that of Lord Krishna stated in the Gita. Yadadvai dharmasya glani bhoti bhavato avithano dharmasya tadatmanu sudamyaham paritranaya sadhunanyasaya sa duskutnaya dharma sasthapanathaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Whatever, and wherever, whenever and wherever there is a decline of religious practice, descendant of Bharat, and a predominant rise of a religion, at that time I descend myself in order to deliver the pious and annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principle of dharma, religion, I advent myself millennium after millennium. Bhagavad Gita 4:7-8. As explained here, the real purpose of an incarnation of God, Godhead, is to kill the atheists, maintain the devotees. He does say, like so many rascal incarnations, that both atheists and devotees are on the same platform. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Sri Krishna, the real personality of Godhead, don't advocate such an idea. Atheists are punishable, whereas devotees have to be protected. To maintain this principle is the mission of all avatars or incarnations. One must therefore identify an incarnation by his activities, not by popular boasts or mental concoctions. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave protection to devotees and killed many demons in course of his preaching work. Specifically mentioned that the Mahabhadi philosophers are the greatest demons. Therefore he warned all others not to hear Mahabhadi philosophy, Mahabhadi dasya sunya hai sarvana. Simply by hearing the Mahabhadi interpretation of Shastras and his doom, Chaitanya Sastamata Madhyalila 6:169. Ata bali gala prabhu karite gunga snan sei papi dukkha bhoge na jaye param. After saying this, the Lord left to take his bath in the Ganges, and that sinful man didn't give up his life but continued to suffer. It appears that an offender to a Vaishnava continues to suffer, doesn't give up his life. We have actually seen that a great Vaishnava Paradhi continuously suffering so much that it is difficult for him to move and eat, he doesn't die. Only something. Sanyas kariya jabe prabhu nira chale gala tatha ite jabe kuliya ghame oila tabe sei papi prabhu laila sarana hita upadesh kaila kaya karuna. When Sri Chaitanya, after accepting the renounced order of life, went to Jagannath Puri and then came back to the village of Kuliya, upon his return, that sinful man took shelter at the Lord's lotus feet. Lord, being merciful to him, gave him instruction for his benefit. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in his Anubhasya has given the following note in connection with the village Kulia. Village, originally known as Kulia, has developed into what is now the city of Navadvip. In various authorized books like Bhakti Ratnakara, Chaitanya Charita Mahakavya, Chaitanya Chandravaya Nataka, Chaitanya Bhagavata, mentioned that village Kulia is on the western side of the Ganges. Even now, within the area known as Koladipa, there is a place known as Kuliar Ganj and a place called Kuliar Daha, both within the jurisdiction of the present municipality of Navadvip. In the time of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there were two villages named Kulia and Paharpur on the western side of Ganges, both belonging to the jurisdiction of Bahir Deepa. At that time, the place on the eastern side of the Ganges, now known as Antar Deepa, was known as Navadvipa. At Sri Mayapur, that place is still known as Deepir Mat. There is another place of the same name, another place of the name Kulia, near Kankadapada, but it is not the same Kulia mentioned here. It cannot be accepted as Aparad Bhanjanir Pato, but the place where the offense was excused. But that occurred in the above mentioned Kulia, western side of the Ganges. For business reasons, many envious persons oppose excavation of the real place. Sometimes they advertise on the prized places as the prized one. Sivas Pandita Sthane Ase Aparad. तथा जाहते हैं जदि करें प्रसाद तबे तो हवे ही पाप विमोचन जदि पुनः इच्छा नहीं पर आसरण यू हैव कमिटेड एन ऑफेंस एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ श्रीवास ठाकुर द लॉर्ड सेड फर्स्ट यू मस्ट गो देयर एंड बेग फॉर हिज मर्सी देन इफ ही गिव्स यू हिज ब्लेसिंग एंड यू डू नॉट कमिट सच सिन अगेन यू विल बी फ्रीड फ्रॉम दीज रिएक्शंस तबे विप्रलैलासी श्रीवास शरण कहाँ उपाय हल पाप विमोचन. Then the Brahman Gopal Chapal went to Srivas Thakur and took shelter of his lotus feet, and by Srivas Thakur's mercy was free from all sinful reactions. So Vaishnava Aparad is such. Vaishnava Aparad is such. Understand? That Vaishnava, only that Vaishnava will excuse you. And whose lotus feet you have committed aparad? Nobody else can express. This thing. Holy name will never be uttered in his mouth. And Bhagavan Krishna will never accept his worship also. Chaitanya Bhagavatam Chaliya. Heno Vaishnava Rinda Kare Jai Jana Sepai Dukho Janma Jivana Marana. विद्या कुल तपस्व विफलता वैष्णव निंदा जैसे पापी ग्राहा पूजा तहार कृष्ण ना कर ग्रहण वैष्णव निंदा करे जे पापी स्थल. Yes,
one who commits offenses against Vaishnavas attains only misery life after life. His learning and austerity bears no fruit. Blasphemy Vaishnavas is the worst kind of civil behavior. One of the gates in blasphemy of Vaishnavas will find that Krishna does not accept his worship.
Yes.
A person who blasphemes Vaishnavas is therefore the worst kind of sinner.
Worst kind of sinner. Srila Pani Pari, Sisali Purusara Madhyam Vaishnava Nindabra Vinyasa. And a very powerful like Srila Pani, like Sivari. If he commits Vaishnava Parat, blasphemes Vaishnava, he is finished. Sulapani Samadadi Vaishnavari Ninde Tathapya Nasdaya Kohe Sastra Vunde Yana Manya Je Sudan Nindakare Janme Jane Papishto Daiva Dosana.
It is the conclusion of all the revealed scriptures that one who blasphemes a devotee is doomed. For such a person, everything is torn to pieces by the powerful trident of his sinful reactions.
He may be very powerful like Sulopani, like Shiva. But if he does Vaishnava Parad, if blasphemy Vaishnava, Vaishnava is completely finished. Yana Manya Jesudanindaka, Dunmidunmi, Papi Sudhaiva Vaishnava. One who doesn't accept it, still blasphemy is Vaishnava, life after life. He goes to hell and suffers there. Mahaprabhu's instruction in me. Mahaprabhu says, Prabhu bale Vaishnava nindai jai jana. Kustharoga kontar sastri likhan. Apadva sastri kiso yarche matro, ar kutarche jamadatana arpa. So rasi sastri jamadatana pradakhya panapanakari bunje Vaishnava nindai jai.
Mahaprabhu said, it is written that one who blasphemes the Vaishnavas will suffer from leprosy. After which he will be punished by the agents of Yamaraj again and again in thousands of births.
Sarasi Sastra 84,000. You understand? Dhamma's punishment, Dhamaraj's punishment, there are 84,000 types of punishment. He gets everything. Again and again, not once. Again and again. Yes. Skanda Puran says four types of persons fall down. You understand? They go to hell with their ancestors, forefathers. Yes. Ninnam kurvanti jai mudha vaishnavan mahatmanam padanti pitruvisardham maharaurvasangite hanti nindati vaidvasti vaishnavanavinandati kudyate jati norsam darsani padanani sa kanda pranihan.
A fool who blasphemes Vaishnavas goes to the worst kind of hell along with generations of his ancestors.
Yes.
There are six kinds of Vaishnava aparadis. They are one who kills a devotee.
Yes.
One who blasphemes devotees. One who is envious of devotees.
Yes.
One who fails to offer obeisances to Vaishnavas upon seeing them. One who becomes angered at a Vaishnava. And one who does not become joyful upon seeing a Vaishnava.
Yes. Six times, yes.
These six classes of men are all considered to be candidates for falling down into hell.
Yes. Falling down into hell. One who does Vaishnava Ninda, blasphemy Vaishnava, he definitely gets offended, but who hears also, he becomes offended. Vaishnava Ninda, Sravane Api Dosuktaha. Now the 10th canto says, if you hear, Vaishnava Ninda also, you become offended. It's better not to hear. Get out from that place. This will not be hard. Nindan bhagavat bhagavata srunan tadvarasya dhanasyava tado napeti ja sopi jatyada sukrata syuta tado apagamastrama samarthasya eva samarthenatu nindaka juhachetabhya tatrapya samarthena soprana prityagati Tartabhya Bhakti Sandhava Jiva Goswami
says. Srimad Bhagavatam says,
yes,
that it is a great fault to hear blasphemy of Vaishnavas. It states, he who does not leave the place where devotees of the Lord are blasphemed, but continues to hear such blasphemy, is guilty of a great sin. He is deprived of all his piety and falls down into hell. It is enjoined that one must leave the place of blasphemy. But that is for a person who is not a capable person. If capable, one should cut out the tongue of the blasphemer.
If you are capable, cut out the tongue. Yes. Blasphemer. Yes.
If unable to do that, one should give up his life rather than continue to hear such blasphemy.
You understand? If you cannot do that, leave that place. If you cannot leave the place, then that's it. Give up your life. not to hear. You understand? So this Shastra gave examples. Also, Pashandi. Who is Pashandi? Who blasphemes the devotees? Six sale of devotees and me as a devotee is all Pashandis. You understand? Those who equalize Bhagavan, the demigods, are all Pashandis. 12th canto of Ayur says, Pashandis cannot. Other worship Lord Hari in Kali Yuga. Kalo Naradam Jagatam Parangurum, Trilokanatha Navabhada Pankajam, Trayana Matya Bhagavanta Machyutam Jakshanti Pasanda Divinna Sidhasa. You have that verse? Hey, Radam Kali Yuga Re Mano Gana Prayas Pasanda Ganakartuka Vikruta Hi, Vikruta Chitta Hi Brahmadi Trilokeshwara Ganakartuka Bandita Padakamala Sari Jagatara Param Guru Bhagavan Haringara Arana Karivana. Sukadeva Goswami says to Parikit Maharaj in Kali Yuga, these Pashandis cannot offer worship Lord Hari, the lotus of Lord Hari, which is worshipped by Brahma. Demi worshipped by Brahma, you understand? Pashandis, demons, very puffed up fellows, so much pride they have. False ego very great. Dambadarpa vimana sukrodha palsu eva sa jnana sa avijata sa prata sampada asuri. But Gita asiksa sa these are demoniac characteristics. Pride, arrogance, anger, harsh words, isn't it? Can't say it. Ignorance, these are demoniac characteristics. And dambad, the pride comes in various ways. Because of Dhamma, because of pride is nations, avidya. And it comes in various ways. Tyagat Dhamma, Bhogat Dhamma, Dhyatrasana Karivat Dhamma, Bada Dhata, Sakutahankarajana Bhaktivati. It comes in various ways, Dhamma. Someone says, I am a great Tyagi. Yes, that's pride. I give up everything. My home, house, family, yes, my bank balance. Everything I give up, yes, this is great. This is pride. Tyagadamba, Bhugadamba, I am great merciful person, I am great. I have shown mercy to many people, many organizations, I get much donation to many organizations. That's a pride. Great devotee, I have rendered so much service. Is there any devotee like me under such service? This also pride. Yes. I have opened so many temples. I did that. Great pride. All pride. Yes. A great charitable person who has given such charity like me. Such pride. Great false ego, pride. These are all passages. And these passages need punishment. Yes. As Gopal Sahaba, punishment. They need punishment. Yes. Nunam nana madam nadha shanti nacchati sadhava isam prasamadam na asunam lagudu dutha. Third point of heart to say, Yaman dhanadi vivida vastu janita garbhare unmatta durjana ke vele santa bhava iccha karana parantu pasumana pakhe lagda vali asadumana pakhe kana danda hi santa bhava unmatta. Sad Pashandi are great puffed up fellows. They cannot be pacified, you see. They cannot be pacified. The animals. Animals cannot be pacified. The animals need beating. So these people need beating. Beat like animals. Yes. Then they will be pacified. All they can be pacified. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you see, such a Pashandi was there when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was here. 200 years ago, was claiming that he is avatar. Huh? Why are you offering worship to Jagannath is made up of wood? Idol. Offer worship to me, I am Krishna. I'll do Rasiyoga. I did like that. And at that time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was magistrate. This English rule was here in India. They took place here, just here. Kandagiri. You know Kandagiri? Yes. Huh? So, 4-5 kilometers away from here, this Kandagiri is here. Just stay here. So, it wants to declare that I'll do Rasa-lila today. So many young maidens ran, oh, Krishna has appeared, will take part in Rasa-lila, will become gopis. That is a great problem. So, the people reported to the English, this governor was there. So, governor issued order to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, your master, or I will take care of him. The master order to put up a handcuff, put him into jail. So police officers went there to put handcuff. But he is a great yogi, you see, a great yogi. He has yogic, yogic mystic power. So as soon as the police officer entered into his premises, their all head reeled, they all fell down. They couldn't put handcuff, you see. Then they came back and said, no, he is divine idol of God. Because we couldn't, because as soon as we entered into the gate, all our heads reeled and we fell down. He's divine idol of this. But this rascal, what are you saying? He's a great rascal, someday. Who says Jagannath has idol made up of wood? He's a great Pasundi, he's a great yogi, Pasundi. What are you saying? He's Lord. Alive, come with me. He went, come with me. The police officer went with him. Bhaktivinoda Thakur chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Uttering Hare Krishna is this mystic power didn't work, it became invalid. Then all right, put handcuff, take him to jail. Then they put handcuff and put into jail. All life, like sentence, all life jail. Yes. He died in the jail, you understand? But that's such a yogi, he has this mystic power. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had many children, small children. Very small, so many children. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had 8 sons, 5 daughters. 13 children. All small. 1 year, 2 years in rows. So, at night, all these children were cut off with diarrhea, vomiting and passing stool like cholera. His wife cried, hey, He's God, He's Lord, release him, my children will die. Bhaktivinoda Thakur knows very well, he's a great person, he's a yogi, let's say, power doing like this. You see, he's a silly woman, you don't know, he's a great person. And this punishment, this is yogi, mysticism doing this thing, alive. Chant, sit down, let me chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. All night, both husband and wife sat down, chant Hare Krishna, and early in the morning, all children were cured. And it was such punishment, Such punishment. And he died in jail. Before death, he expressed his desire, I want to see that Mahatma, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who gave me this punishment, he did a great good to me. Yes, he really showered his mercy on me. He wanted to see him. So he saw him and died. here. The story is there. So, it is said, Prabhanamrita, Ramananda Acharya has given some instructions to disciples. Vaishnavanta dharmani nidrāsyāni jāni ca drishtvā tāni aprakāsyāni janabhyo na vadekkoche tesam dosān vihāya asyugaṇasthaya prakirtaye viṣṇu pādatakam caiva bhakta pādatakam tuvā prākṛtesu ca pasyasya na pibettaya bhūtanam tattvayasya jñāne na rahasya prayasya ca rahita saṅgrijam toyam rāyam kadāsana. वैष्णव मान कर धर्म निद्रा आलस्य प्रकाश्य देखी कार्य कुछ कोई बार दोष शीघ्र प्रत्याग कर गुण कीर्तन कर विष्णु पाद को वैष्णव मान पाद को उत्तम जल प्राकृत लोक और दर्शन पद थाई पान करिबे ना तत्त्वत्र ज्ञानहीन श्री रहस्यत्र ज्ञान रहित पवित्र पाद को ग्रहण करिबे ना चित अचित ईश्वर एक तत्त्वत्र भगवान एक अद्वैत तत्व ये हृदय वस्त्र द्वित विशेष अचित अचित এরূপ জ্ঞান রয়েছে লোক পণ্য সংস্কার সংস্কৃত হলে সুন্দর পাদুজন করা বৈষ্ণব ওনলি সি ইজ গুড কোয়ালিটিজ গ্লোরিফাই ডোন্ট সি এনিথিং ইউ সি ইন দি ফল্স ডোন্ট সি ইট হি মে বি মে হ্যাভ টেকন বাদ ইন এ লো কাস্ট ডোন্ট সি ওনলি glorify you, good quality. He has no fault, but you have defective eyes, therefore you see some fault. Vaishnava is no fault at all. Vishnu Padaka, Vaishnava Padaka. Understand? Feet washing water of Vaishnava and Pranamrita, Siddhiti. When you take something, accept, take it in a sheltered place. You understand? If some metallic person is there, so in front of him, don't take it. He will say something, what they are doing? They are drinking the feet washing water of a person. In blasphemy, that if you have to hear, then you become offended. But don't do it. A person whose feet washing water will take? Person who knows three tattvas. Chit, achit, iswar. These three tattvas were known. Absolute truth is Krishna. You understand? He is one without second. And Chit and Achit. Chit Shakti and Achit Shakti material. Not Shakti Tattva. Bhagavat Tattva. Kishwa Tattva. Jiva Tattva. Al Tattva. Then no. He has misconception of tattva, tattva bhram. That means not free from anartha. He is feet washing water, so not drink. That's taken here. Though he is a Vaishnava, so called Vaishnava, maybe a guru, whatever, maybe. That means feet washing water, so not drink. শ্রীমদ্ভাগবতানং ভগবদ্ভাবিধিতোত্তম বিষ্ণু মানদাদ গুরুতরম বৈষ্ণব উল্লঙ্ঘনম তীর্থাদ্বৈতপাদাদ গুরুতরম তীর্থতদ্যাঙ্গীজম তসমাদ নিত্যমতন্ত্রী প্রভো সদাম তেজাম সমরাধনে বৈষ্ণব মান করাধনা ভগবান মান করো ভগবান করাধনা অপেক্ষা উত্তম পূজা বিধি বিষ্ণুঙ্কর অপমান অপেক্ষা বৈষ্ণব উল্লঙ্ঘন গুরুতর বৈষ্ণব পদদল বিষ্ণু পদদল ঠার গুরুতর যা জানি অবন্তরিত রূপে বৈষ্ণব স্বাধীন গুপ্তমান হফর ওরশিপ টু বৈষ্ণব সুবিধা টাইপ অফর ওরশিপ টু বিষ্ণু ওয়ান মে স্পিক ইল অফ লর্ড বিষ্ণু বা স্পিকিং ইল অফ বৈষ্ণব ইজ মোর শুনফুল মোর অফেন্সিভ Feet washing water of a Vaishnava is, let's say, better. more powerful or better than Shonamrita, Vishnu. So when you observe this, what Shonamrita, if it was not Vaishnava, you should be very careful not to accept if some metal stick person is present there. Take it, go to a sheltered place, accept it. No prakrutvattamiya bhaktajanasya pasyate. No prakrutvattamiya bhaktajanasya pasyate. Yupadadara Rupa Goswami, Rupa Goswami instructs, Prabhu Bhagavad Bhakta Vaishnamanapati Adhikrita Nishet Kachans. Gangalara Buddhudva Phandikra Usit Nuhi, Bhagavad Bhakta Gangalara Prakrutvastha. Ganges water is not ordinary water. It's transcendental water. But you see Ganges water, it looks muddy. Some bubbles are there. That is very pure water. One sooner sees its bubbles and mud there. Similarly, Bhagavad Bhakta, a Vaishnava, is always pure. You have defective vision, so you see some defects in it, but they are not defective. So one sooner sees any defect in the Bhagavad Bhakta. Always see defective in you, that I have defective vision, so I can see the Vaishnava. साधु निंदा सुनिले सु त्रुटि होए खयो
साधु निंदा सुनिले सु त्रुटि होए
जन्मो जन्मो अवपापो वेदे खयो
जन्मो जन्मो अवपापो If someone hears the sadhu ninda, blasphemy of Vaishnava, he loses all his sukurdi. Veda says, janma janma, life after life, you go to hell. Bhatvayara srimato ek janma mare. Janma janma khenukur nindu ki sanghare. Bhatvayara means highway robber.
who commits robbery in the highway, he is known as Bhagaya, and he is killed in one life only. He is cut off, so he may be killed, but the judge may give order, life sentence, death. So one life. But such Vaishnava Nindaka, blasphemous Vaishnava, life after life is killed. Not one life, life after life is killed and forever and suffers there. Odev Nindaka Sanyasi Bhatuyar Hoito Nuntu Durata. Therefore, such great offender, Vaishnava Nindaka, and the blasphemous Vaishnavas is per se. Greater offender than Bhagavaya Highway Rabba. Yes, Sari Veda Padhya, Udhudi Dindakari, Dhamma Dhammi Kumi Pake Dubhyasane. He may have read four Vedas upon it, but still he does this, commits this aparad, Vishnu aparad. Life after life will go to a narka, that narka Kumbhi Pak and suffer there. You understand? That's it. Chaitanya Bhagavata says, sadhaninda, Bhagavata says also. So, we are very proud of our material senses. What we see is, oh, I have seen. But you forget at some time that you are a conditioned soul, you have defective vision, you have not seen correctly. But you see, yeah, I see this nonsense. Therefore you commit this offense. Who can cure me of this? Cure us of this disease? Sadhu Vaidya. Only Sadhu Vaidya can cure. If we accept his punishment, then we'll be cured. I will never cure. Only accept punishment for Sadhu Vaidya, infinite punishment. Then we'll cure of this disease. Cannot be cured this disease. When someone wants to establish truth, he is determined, I must establish truth. Then at that time you see many directions, so many, uncles will come to suppress the truth. Yes, that takes place. You understand? Because this is material world, Bhaktivinoda Thakurani Sajjan Toshani says, so many rascals will come to suppress the truth, taking all untruth. Yes. This is Lord's will. Bhaktivinoda, this is Lord's will. Because if some opposite action will not be there, how the real truth will be established? If there will not have been darkness, night, darkness, how the light will be glorified? So in this material world, the opposite things are there. But at last, truth is victory. Satyam eva jayate. This Sajjan Toshani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said that thing. Fourth canto of Bhagavatam, 4.4.13. Nasajjam eta jata satsu sarvada. Mahabhininda kuna patma badishu sarsyam mahapurusa padapani subhe nirastate jasu tadeva shobhanam. Chatuskanda bhagavatari ka dhaka hai che. Yomane daradeha ko atma bali jnana karanti se prakar asatpur samanje niyantra mahabhinam ka ninda karibe asyada var kona chi. Jadiyo mahapurusa karani jadi ninda sadya kuddhanti tathaya samanje ka padrayana samuha मत निंदा सत्य करी पारे ना से सब निंदा करत ये तो नाश कर था अदेव असत्र मत विद्वेष शोभनीय कारण कदा समान करो समुचित प्रतिफल प्राप्त हुई थाय चैत्र भाग पे से पै को है छे नक्त स्वभाव अज्ञ तो सौख्य मा करे स्वभावो भक्त निंदा सहित न पारे।
It is not wonderful if a person should accept the transient material body as the self, to engage always in deriding great souls. Such envy on the part of materialistic persons is very good, because that is the way they fall down.
Yes, that's the way they fall down. Yes.
They are diminished by the dust of the feet of great personalities.
Yes. You understand? That diminished by the dust of the great personalities. Huh? Those are Mahatmas, Mahapurusha, Vaishnava, they tolerate it. Someone blasphemes, they tolerate it. But his dust cannot tolerate it. You understand? Dust of his lotus feet cannot tolerate it. Huh? So the dust diminishes the,
They are diminished by the dust of the feet of great personalities. That is the way they fall down.
They are diminished, they are pain also, diminished by dust of the feet of the Mahatma. Huh? You understand? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, bhakta svabhava gyanda sakshama kare, krishna svabhava bhakta ninda sahitana pare. Je svabhava vaishnava ninda matra hoy, se sarva dharma thakile upakhya jaye. This is the nature of a Vaishnava, he tolerates and he excuses. But Krishna cannot tolerate it. Krishna cannot tolerate the blasphemy of his dear devotee. Je svabhava vaishnava ninda matra hoy, sarva dharma thakile upakhya jaye. Any assembly, Vaishnava ninda, blasphemy, Vaishnava is going on. Though they are great religious persons, still everything finished there. Je papista Vaishnava purkhya hinsa kare, sudarshan agnite papi puri mare. Sudarshan chakra protects devotee, bhakta. If somebody blasphemes such a bhakta, Vaishnava, he will be burnt by the higher effulgence of Sudarshan chakra. Yes. You understand? Jainananti irzikesam tad bhaktam panya rupinam satadam marjitam panyam tesam nasyati nishtitam te padanti mahaghori kumbhipake bhayanake
भक्षिता कीट संगेन जावत चंद्र दिवाकरो तस्य दर्शन मात्रेण पुण्यम नश्यंत निश्चित गंगा स्नात्वा रविं दृष्ट्वा च विद्वान विशुद्धि ब्रह्म वैवस्व प्रांश ये निंदी ऋषिकेश भक्त पुण्य रूपी ब्रह्म वैवस्व प्रांश वानो blasphemies, Vaishnav, sada dhammajita punyam te samvatsati. Whatever faith is, we are all in hundreds of lives, everything finished. Te patanti mahagari kumhipake bhayanake bhakkita kita sanyena javat chandra divakaro. Definitely will go to kumhipaka narka, and suffer there as long as sun and moon is here in this. As long as sun and moon is here, suffer there. Yes. Tasya dasana matrena punyam asya vishtidam ganga snata ravindrushta tada vidyam vishuddhati. If unfortunately someone sees such an offender, he will lose all his faith. Unfortunately, such a person, wait. What to do? Immediately go and take bath in Ganges. Yes. And loving drishtva, look at Surya Narayana. You understand? Then you may be rectified. All that is done. From by Vata Prana.
Darsaka Vanu, Vanu sees that I am the seer.
Conditioned soul, the objective vision, how can be seer?
I am seer, what I see, that's correct. Someone thinks like that, he commits this. His seeing is defective. Isn't it? How can you see Guru, Vaishnava? The conditioned soul. When we say, Atharjam mam vijanem nam manyek karichi nam uttam dhyasin salva devamaya Guru, Krishna says, don't think him that Acharya, Vaishnava, your devotee, ordinary, mortal being is as good as myself. The question arises, what is this? This is aparadh, commits aparadh. If somebody, this guru inflicts very severe discipline on us and goes away from it. You understand? Goes away, no, I shall not be with him, I leave him. So I'll do my service according to his own will. If we may be chanting thousand times, lakhs of times, still we cannot free from this aparadh, durbhavagyam. Understand? Inexcusable offense. Gurudev is not an ordinary human being. He has no birth, no death. No hunger, no thirst, like us. If it is there, how it is there not ordinary human being? Some things like that. Two things. Who think that I am the seer, what I see, here I see. He is himself the seer. He commits this opera. How will we see it? Have you proper vision? Conditioned soul, four defects you are. Brahm Pramadhyasa Pranapata Pranapata means defective senses. The reason is defective, how can you see? Great offender, how can you see? Defective reason. You understand? You are not seer. You are to be seen, yes. You are not seer. Seer is Krishna, seer is Guru. Understand? Who is seer?
Krishna is here. Guru is here. You are not here. Are you here? Can you see? No. You have no vision. What vision you have is defective vision. What is unsolved? How can you see it? And everybody thinks I am here. Therefore he commits this apparatus. Yes? Krishna is here. Guru is here. Yes. How can you see Guru? Guru opens an eye. So that eye you can see Guru. The Swarup of Guru. Otherwise you can see Guru. Yes. Guru the Prachakshu. Guru opens the eye. Transcendental vision. So that vision you can see the Swarup of Guru. You understand? He is such Mahatma. He is beyond birth and age, hunger and thirst. He has descended here to deliver me such a pasandi. Great degraded soul I am. Yes, but he is jiva. You understand? One is there. Palam jiva. He has descended here to deliver me such a palam jiva. He is beyond birth and age. He is beyond hunger and thirst. How can I see? I am no vision. If I get his mercy, I may become proper vision. I will be endowed with proper vision, then I may see. Otherwise, I cannot see. You understand? Therefore, Guru, Sadhu, Guru, Vaishnava, two things, Tripa and Vanchana. Mercy and cheating. Two. Who get Tripa? Who get mercy? Those are niskapada sevaka. Those who render service without duplicity. You understand? Love and affection, core of their heart, without duplicity is of Guru, they get kripa, mercy. Otherwise, they will be cheated. Yes. Those are kapati, crooked persons. Yes. This thing is the seer. I see this thing. Yes, I have seen with my own eyes. They will be cheated. Yes. We cannot get mercy. You understand? So one is seer who sees. Every person has some, yes, a good and bad, guna and dosa. One who sees only guna, only good qualities, never sees bad. Though a person only sees guna, not bad, he is mahatma. Never sees bad, only sees good. He is better person, mahatara. But one who sees both, he sees good as well as bad. And remaining impartial, he sees both. He sees good as well as bad. He is mahatma. This is both and human impartial. But one who sees only bad things, never good, he is asap. He is asap. You understand? A person who has many good qualities, very little bad. But one who sees, though many good qualities there, but one sees only bad, he is asaptama. Yes. This is consideration. You understand? And how to be discussed in this respect. In so many ways we commit opera. Isn't it? And question is here. Harikatha Sravan Kirtan Guru Vaishnam Mankara Adis Palan Sakte Mor Bhakti Vrati Uttara Buddhi Hune Kaimhi. हृदय प्रसन्न भाव कौन प्रकार कपट बांधे शास्त्र श्रवण आदि अभिनय परिसेवार अभिनय कर सुधा भक्ति बुद्धि बुद्धि हुए न जीव गोस्वामी प्रभु भक्ति संदर्भ कही पूजितो भगवान विष्णु ब्रह्मांतर सदैरपी
प्रसिद्धपीना विश्वात्मा वैष्णवे चावमानित कौटिल्यंग श्रद्धा निष्ठा त्यागकस्तराभिनिवेश भक्तिशैथल्यम शोभक्तियादिकुंतमनिमादिमत्संगादि लक्षण भक्त्यापि निवर्तयितुं दुष्कुराणि चित्तही तस्यापराधस्यैव कार्याणि तन्निवेश प्राचीनस्य तस्य लिंगानि अतएव कुटिलात्मना उत्तममपि नानोपचारुधिकं नांगी करोति भगवान् दुत्यगतो दुर्योधनस्य आधुनिकानांच श्रुत शास्त्रा नामप्योपराध दोषेण भगवती श्री गुरौ तद्भक्तादिषु चांतरा नादरादापति सदैव तदत्सनाध्यारंभ कौटिल्यम् अतएव कुटीर मूढ़ानं वदन भाषादिनापि कृतार्थोत्तमस्तम् कुटीरानस्तु भक्तन कुटीरपि न भवति इति स्कान्दे पराशरवाक्ये दृश्यते न हि पुण्यवतां लोके पुराणं कुटीरात्मनां भक्तिर्भवति गोविन्द कीर्तनं स्मरणं तथा इति एतद्वे सख्ये उक्तं विष्णुधर्मे सत्यं सदेन विज्ञानं सहस्रेण तथा तपः विघ्नायुतेन गोविन्देनां भक्तिर्निवार्यते इति अदे भागवते तं सुधाराध्य मृजुर्भिर्नन्न शरणैर्नृभि कृतज्ञ को न सेवते द्वारध्यासाधुवी सतजन्म भगवान विष्णु पूजित हेले श्रद्धा विष्णु प्रिय वैष्णव ठाकुर जदि अवमानित हंती ताले विश्वांतर्जामी हरि के बेले प्रसन्न हंती ना कुटिलता अशुद्धा बहुनिष्ठा चुतिकार को कृष्णेतर वस्तु प्रति अभिनिवेश भजन शैथिल्य सेवा कार्यानित अहंकार इत्यो प्रभृति दोष गुड़ी को मह जदि महत महाभागवत वैष्णव व साधु संग प्रभृति लक्षण वही भक्ति द्वारा निवारण कर साध्य हो अर्थात विद्रुत न हो ताले सब दोष अपराध ही कार्य एवं पूर्वापराध सूचक कारण बोली विजाग पड़े अतए दुर्दोधन निकट पांडव मान विद्रोहित भगवान श्रीकृष्ण जब नाना विलासोपचार युक्त पूजा ग्रहण कले ना से कुल चित्त जन मान कर विविध उपचार आदि अत्युत्तम सुधा भगवान का स्वीकार करते शास्त्र श्रवण करी सुधा आधुनिक कौन से लोग अपराध दोष भगवान श्री गुरुदेव और भगत भक्त मान प्रति अंतर अनादर सुक्त बाहर कुछ मान प्रति पूजन आदि प्रदत्न कुटीरता अदय मूर्ख है सुधा कुटीर अर्थात षोल चित्त व्यक्ति मान भक्त्या भाषा आदि द्वारा कृतार्थत्व कथित किन्तु कुटिल कपट व्यक्ति मान आदो भक्ति अनुवर्तन हुए ना या स्कंद प्राण पराशा के दुष्ट है ये जगह पर मूढ़ कुटिल चित्त पापी जन मान गोविंद प्रति भक्ति कीर्तन स्मरण चेष्टा हुए ना विष्णु धर्म करते शतविघ्न सत्य सहस्रविघ्न तपस्या अयुत अयुत अर्थात असंख्य विघ्न द्वारा गोविंद प्रति लोग भक्ति राधा प्राप्त हुए भागवत सुत सौनक प्रति सुतोक्ति अच्छे एकमात्रन्य शरण निष्किंचन कैतव षड चित्त जनगण कर अनाश शुभ असाधु दुर्जन अभक्तगण कर दुष्प्राप्य भगवान से किं कर व्यक्ति सेवा न पैसा इस भक्ति संदर्भ यस भक्ति संदर्भ वन थ्री क्वेश्चन इज I have been doing hearing chanting for many years. Yes. I have been carrying out the order of Guru Vaishnavas. Still, I am not getting anything. Yes. Your question is answered here. Understand? Innocent, mad fellow. He's mad fellow. No? This is his question. His answer here. Jiva Goswami is answering Bhakti Sandhara. Eh? I have been hearing chanting for many years. I have been carrying out the order of Sadhguru Vaishnava many years still. Why? I am not making any advancement. Part of devotion or service. Why? Why? Good. Jiva Goswami answers this. If in your heart there is duplicity, crookedness. Yes. Yes. In subtle corner it is, subtle corner, nothing gross. Though you may be doing Sravan Kirtan, hearing chanting, you may be
offerings of service, still we cannot make any advance. Jiva Goswami says that thing. Bhakti Sandhava. Though hundreds of lives, you may offer worshipful or diesel, but if I am not paying respect to Vaishnava, the devotee of Lord Vishnu, disrespect to him, then Lord Hari will never be pleased with him. And there is crookedness, duplicity in you. You have no complete faith. Yes. Strong faith. Little faith. Soft faith maybe. No strong faith. Non-clinching faith. And you have some other desires, other than bhakti, other desires you have. Yes, your attention is diverted to material things. Yes, women, money, etc. You are not careful about your bhajan. You are showing laziness in your sadhana. And you are a very great public fellow. Yes, I am senior devotee. Don't you know I am senior devotee? A great public fellow. So great false ego you have. I have done this and that. So dumb. Pride. You understand? You are not cured of this disease. This is a great disease with you. Though the hearing from Sadhu Vaishnava is not cured. This is not pure. Then you should understand, you have committed great, many offenses. This is the activity of offenses, yes. Krishna went as a messenger. Pandavas are their devotees of Krishna. The Krishna worked as a messenger from them. You see, because the Bhakta was so. You are there to his devotees. Even Supreme Lord is also his devotee. Messenger. To Hastinapura he went. Yadidodama is a great offender. Great crooked person. Vidveshi Pasandhya. Though Duryodhana invited Krishna and took many varieties of foodstuff, Krishna didn't go, didn't accept, didn't touch it. You follow? Because he's a great offender. Great crooked person, Krishna never accepts. If he offers something to him, you understand? Similarly, though you may be hearing Shastra, Bhagavata for many years, but you have such offense, committed some offense, let us say Bhagavan, Gurudev, Bhagavata, Vaishnava, in your heart is filled with, no simplicity is there, or crookedness, duplicity is there, the heart is filled with it. Only outwardly paying dandavat, outwardly only, but inside you have no respect. Only posing. These are all crookedness only. Yes, inside something, outwardly different. Yes, this is all crookedness. But one may be ignorant fool, but he is simple-hearted person. His heart is very simple. You understand? He can make advancement. But one may be great learned person, but his heart is filled with all crookedness. He cannot develop. Can make any advancement, though he may be engaged in hearing and chanting many years. You understand? He is only committing aparadhas. In Skanda Purana, it is eight. In this material world, those who are kudila chitta, the persons, very duplicitous persons, are filled with all duplicity, crookedness, great sinful person, they cannot develop bhakti and let us get a govinda. They cannot. The seven kirtan, only posing. In Vishnu Dharmapura it is said, Satya, truth. You say, truth is shaked off with hundreds of untruths, maybe. Tapasya, the non-frustrated, maybe, shaked off thousands of obstacles created by demigods and others. Millions, millions types of parada or something, impediments, check off Govinda, bhakti and lotus with Govinda. You understand? Bhagavata 3:19:34, Bhagavata says, Tam sukha radhyo mrujubhir nanya sarana indrubhi upagya kona seva dhra radhyam. Sadhuri. See? 34 verse? 19. 3, 19 verse? 19. 19 text 34. 24. 24. Sattam satena vijnanam, sasrena tathapapah, vijnanatena govindanvam bhakti nivarjate. This? Sukharadhyam Rujubhir. But what is that? 36.
Then, what faithful soul is there who would not render his loving service to such a great great master as the personality of Godhead? The Lord can be easily pleased by spotless devotees who resort exclusively to him for protection. Though the unrighteous man finds it difficult to propitiate him.
Indeed.
What grateful soul is there who would not render service, his loving service, to such a great master as the personality of Godhead? The Lord can be easily pleased with his spotless devotees who resort exclusively to him for protection, though the unrighteous man finds it difficult to propitiate him.
Yes. So these are so many. It is also discussed in this respect. Abhrāda is speech about Vaishnava Abhrāda. So one who is very serious, as Gopal Chapal at last, took shelter. Mahāprabhu said, you have Abhrāda, and you must be go there. He did excuse it, then he went there and gave the excuse. And admitted, yes, I am a great offender. One should admit. Mahādanas have said like that. Mahādanas have said like that. One should admit, I am a great offender. I have done all, many, many, hundreds, thousands times all abominable activities, sinful activities. Harihe Keno dusta karma mai. Karma nai jahami karinai nai dusta karma nai jahami karinai sa 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 varo hori sa 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 Oh, hari anivaro gopi nahi dekhi aro
of this sinful activities, abominable activities, pressing me. Bhakti nahi dekhi aar kandi hari anivar tumharo mate. I find out no other means to go. Where shall I go? What shall I do? No other means now I have come to you, Lord Hari, and crying before you. Ja tomar hoy mane danda devo ginchane tumi mor danda darshami. I deserve punishment. Yes, I'm some great offender, great sinful person, committed all sinful abominable activities thousand times. I deserve punishment. Yes, you are my master who was right to inflict punishment on me. Yes. Inflict punishment, whatever you like. Yes. Kalesa bhoga bhagya jato bhoga marahuta jato kinteka mani. You will inflict punishment as you like. I must have it. Yes, I must suffer. But I have one prayer. What is that? Jede dosa bhugyami amake na chadu swami bhakti vinagara. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, O Lord,
I'll suffer. Yes, I deserve punishment. Yes, whatever suffering comes, distress comes, I must suffer away. But I have this prayer, please don't kick me. Don't kick me. Yes. Oh Lord, please don't kick me. You may inflict punishment, you may put me in suffering, painful situation as you like, but please don't kick me. This is prayer. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written all these things for us, and we are all great sinful persons, offenders, committed all sorts of sinful activity, abominable activity. This is the main, and you should sing all the songs before the Lord. Another song. অপরাধ ফলে মম চিত্ত ভেল ভদ্র সমান
অপরাধ ফলে
করুণা নিধান দিন দয়াময় করুণা নিধান ভাব বিন্দু দেই রাখ এ পরাণ
ভাব বিন্দু দেই রাখ
তব তুই আমাম উচ্চারণে মোর
তব তুই আমাম উচ্চারণে
মোর নয়নে দরব দর দর লোর
নয়নে দরব দর দর
ভগবদস্বর কণ্ঠে উপজব
ভগবদস্বর কণ্ঠে
মুখে বল আব আব হারিব
মুখে বল আব আব
পুলকে ভরব শরীর আমার
পুলকে ভরব শরীর
সেরকম প্রস্তব হবে বার বার
সেরকম প্রস্তব হবে বার
বিবর্ণ শরীরে হারাও যে জ্ঞান
বিবর্ণ
মাত্রয়ে ভরব ভরাণ
মাত্রয়ে ভরব
মিলিব আমার কিয়ে সে ধন্য
মিলিবে আমার কিয়ে
ও এ ভক্তি বিনোদমতিহীন
এ ভক্তি বিনোদমতি
ও এ ভক্তি বিনোদমতিহীন ভক্তি বিনোদ ঠাকুর ক্রাইং এন্ড সেইং দিস ইউ হ্যাভ দি ট্রান্সলেশন
O Lord Hari, as a result of my offenses, my heart has become as hard as a thunderbolt and feels no change at the chanting of your holy name.
Yes.
O Lord, feeling hopeless, I loudly sing your name, and in great distress and unhappiness, I call out to you again and again.
Yes.
O Lord, you are compassionate toward the fallen souls. O origin of all mercy, give to me a drop of divine ecstasy to save my life.
Hello? Cry! Something like this, yes. Then, if it's our mercy, then you get. Yes.
When will an incessant stream of tears flow from my eyes at the articulation of your holy name? When will a faltering voice choked with emotion arise in my throat? And when will words garbled due to ecstasy come from my mouth? When will my body be filled with ecstatic rapture? And when will the perspiration, trembling, and a stunned sensation again and again? When, out of divine ecstasy, will all consciousness be lost in my pale and discolored body? And when will I remain under the shelter of the holy name?
Yes.
Bhaktivinoda, who is devoid of all good intelligence, cries, O Lord, How will such a day ever be mine?
How will such a day ever be mine? Understand? Stay like this and cry. Yes. Unless you cry, how can you get mercy? Huh? Understand? This is needed. Another song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, many songs for us are great offenders, great degraded persons, sinful persons for us. Amaro jivano soda papero, mahiko puniro leso.
Amaro jivano.
Misery for others is a source of great pleasure for me. Now see, someone is put in misery, I delight. Yes, very good.
The material desires within the core of my heart are unlimited.
Unlimited. Isn't it? Yes. Love speaks of you, isn't it? Yes.
I am full of anger.
Yes.
Devoted to false pride, arrogance.
Yes. Isn't it? Oh, true. Anything false? Yes, correct.
correct. Self person correct, isn't it? Yes.
Intoxicated by pride and vanity.
Yes.
Bewildered by worldly affairs. Envy and egotism are the ornaments I wear.
Yes, they are ornaments.
Ruined by laziness and sleep. I resist all pious deeds. Yet I am very active and enthusiastic to perform wicked acts.
Wicked acts. Very enthusiastic. Yes. But wicked acts. Yes.
For worldly fame and reputation,
yes.
I engage in the practice of deceitfulness.
Yes.
Thus, I am destroyed by my own greed and am always lustful. A vile, wicked man such as me, rejected by godly people, is a constant offender.
Constant offender, yes.
I am such a person, devoid of all good works, forever inclined toward evil, worn out and wasted by various miseries.
Yes.
Now, in old age, deprived of all means of success, humbled and poor, Bhakti Vinod submits his tale of grief at the feet of the Supreme Lord.
This is the only thing required. Submit your tale of grief at lotus feet of Lord Hari. Cry before him. So, feel very merciful, compassionate, God is merciful. And Mahaprabhu says, go. Srivas Thakur, Gopal Chakra, you have committed aparadh. In lotus feet, go to Srivas Thakur. Beg excuse there. And he should not commit it again. Yes. If he excuses our mercy upon you, then the reaction will go. He'll cure this dreadful disease. Leprosy, otherwise, no other way. I'll become repentant, Gopal Chakra, I'll become repentant, admitted, wrongdoing, sinful activity, offense, cried. Then excuse at the lotus feet of Srivas Thakur, and cure of leprosy. Understand? And didn't gain understand. This is the only means how you'll be free from the reactions of offense. Otherwise, not means to that. Thank you very much.
I was hearing blasphemy of your divine grace. I was hearing ill of you, and yet I still come and get mercy from you. I still come take shelter. How is this?
You say, it's going on, don't hear, get out from that place.
But I was hearing for a long time, and then I come to you and still get mercy.
No more. If something, somewhere goes on, some snake, get out from there. You say, if you have capacity, cut off his tongue. If you have no capacity, you cannot do it, better leave that place. Do you understand? I should not be here, should not hear. Cannot do, then kill yourself. Let me die. Some then I'm no more hearing.
Yes. It was said that I read that there's some shastric evidence that those who have to kill themselves are the Vaishyas, those who take cut off the tongue are the Kshatriyas, and those who go away are the Brahmanas.
Yes, go away from Brahmanas. Yes. So this is a better course to leave that place, get out from there, not to hear. Your hearing is also peace.
You know, sometimes devotees, they have the idea that one way to mitigate that offense is to defeat such a person in debate or argument, but nobody...
It's your capacity. Let's cut off his tongue. He should not, again, utter this thing.
So if someone has capacity, he can defeat him in argument.
Yes. That's capacity. Yes. No capacity, I cannot do it. Better leave. I should not hear. If I hear, I'll go offend up. And lose all my purity, everything I lose, and bhakti will be lost, everything will be lost, yes. Yes, such a saying.
But if you're surrounded in a society of people who applaud and are very happy to hear such offenses,
yes.
What does one do then?
That's what Bhakti Vinod Thakur says. I'm get rejoiced when I hear all these things.
People are clapping.
Yeah.
Yes. Lord Shiva, she committed suicide.
Yes, Sati, yes. She couldn't leave the place because Dakshya was his father. Couldn't cut off his tongue. He leave the place, yes. She committed suicide.
Mm. She could not argue with her father.
Couldn't argue with her father, yeah.
Gumesh, you're saying that the Mahatma, he doesn't see faults in anyone.
Yeah, Mahatma tolerates, but the dust of the Mahatma cannot tolerate. He cannot tolerate.
This point about Adosha Darshi, not seeing any faults.
Yes. Mahatma never sees any faults. Mahatma tolerates it. Yes.
That's a difficult thing to understand because so many faults may be there, but he just does not. How is it he doesn't see them?
He is such a liberated person. He sees only good things. Never sees anything bad.
So those bad things may be there, but he just overlooks them, or?
Yeah. His eyes are closed for bad things. For good eyes are open. Huh? Eyes are open. Yes. This is all the instruction how should act. We should act. You understand? Vaishnava Ninda is going on. Don't stay in that place. Don't stay. Immediately leave that place. Better course. That's better course. We have no capacity. We cannot cut off that tongue and stop them. Better to leave that place. We cannot commit suicide. Better leave that place. No, it's not staying.
This principle of Vaishnava Ninda, does this also apply to neophyte devotees?
Yeah.
Is this principle of Vaishnava Ninda or
Mahatma? I say Mahatma.
So someone who's a beginning neophyte devotee.
Illiberated devotee. It applies to illiberated. Very, very illiberated. Vaishnava, Mahatma. You understand? Srivasa Thakur is a great illiberated devotee. Mahatma. You understand? Neophyte may commit some wrong. The Mahatma cannot commit wrong. Huh?
Because you're saying once too that even if someone commits some criticism of a neophyte devotee in his mind, then he will not be able to chant Shudanam.
Yes, still is a Vaishnava. Better not to commit any aparaya. Why commit aparaya? See good in others. Everybody has some good and bad. But instruction, see good in others, see bad in yourself. Yes. So just say. Are you free from any bad or defect? Then you have so many defects. Why so many defects? In him. Huh? Therefore say, anything good is there, see him. And see bad in yourself. And therefore we say, a sieve says to a needle, oh needle, there is a hole at your back. The sieve has hundreds of holes. Huh? Isn't it? What is this? Who says to a needle? Oh, needle is all at your back. The sieve has hundreds of holes. Huh? He's blind to it. This is one hole. Similarly, you have hundreds of such defects, and some little one, two defects, you see it. Why do you see it? See good in others, see bad in yourself. That's the right vision, correct vision. How can you see things?
Gumesh Prabhupada said sometimes that a society has a collective karma.
Mm-hmm.
Like the American society said it had a collective karma, therefore, because they killed so many animals, the Vietnam War was there, many people were killed.
Yes.
So is there also such a thing as a collective offense on the society of Vaishnavas? Can there be such a thing?
Yes. Collective also. Individual and collective. Yes. Yes.
Marriage. Yeah. Someone may be doing nonsense activities, and you point this out to them, and they might say that, don't say this, you're criticizing, you're making aparad in order to protect themselves.
Yes, someone doing nonsense, and you point out. But before pointing out, you should understand, if I say, will you accept it? Huh? So why shall I say? You understand?
whom will accept? If he says only, he will accept. If I say, he won't accept. Who am I? I am such a low person. He is a great person. He won't accept.
Huh?
If he respects somebody, if he will say, then he will accept.
Hmm.
Better you after such a person, tell him, please tell him this thing. And he says, then he will accept. This is good for him. You say, he won't accept, rather he will be angry with you. He'll kick you. Yes.
Sometimes you spoke about who's actually qualified to chastise or find fault too.
Only Guru. The Guru is qualified to chastise.
Huh?
You have no right to chastise. I need chastisement. Why I'll chastise? Isn't it? You have to delete.